This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Where is the pride in these Knicks? Where are the dogs? Why is it that I and the fan base seem to care more about grudges with losers like Draymond Green than these guys do? Oh my God, what's up? This is EJ Stewart on The Fan with you for the next 5 hours. 5 hour extravaganza this morning. Number to call in 888-808-1019. A lot to get to on this show, including, I'll tell you, the one person that gives the newly crowned Big East champ, St. John's, a chance to win it all this March. The blessing in disguise that's about to save the Giants from themselves. The one decision Steve Cohen has to make next season, and why the future is looking bright for Gang Green. Again, number to call in, 888-808-1019. Let's get it. I like to consider myself a nice guy. I think most people who have come across me would describe me as such. So I've always took it personally, the mantra that nice guys finish last. That this idea that you got to be an a-hole or a jerk in order to get ahead. I take that personally because I think the way I operate, the way I move in this world, I treat everybody with respect. I think most people would consider me a good person. So that nice guys finish last crap has always bothered me. But I watch these Knicks. And sometimes I think, damn it, they might be right. Nice guys, maybe not finished last, but maybe second place, maybe third place, maybe fourth place. That sounds about right for this year's New York Knicks. Number to call in, 888-808-1019. Are the Knicks scared of Draymond Green? I'll ask this again. Are the Knicks afraid of Draymond Green? I know one guy who isn't on the Knicks. Karl-Anthony Towns definitely is not afraid of Draymond Green. Because despite the Knicks' loss last night to the Warriors, he took it at Draymond Green. He battled him for the 30 minutes that he was out there. Unfortunately, he couldn't play more in the first half because of the foul trouble. But Cat was awesome. 29 points, 12 rebounds in the loss. He was so good that Draymond Green, after the game, couldn't even be the braggadocious big mouth that he normally is, talking about how much of a great defensive player he is. He couldn't even do that stuff after the game. He had to resort to other nonsense. So I know Cat's not afraid of Draymond Green. But what about you, Mikal Bridges? What about you, Mitchell Robinson? OG Anunoby? Hell, I'm calling out Mr. Tough Guy, Mr. OG Veteran, Mr. Enforcer, PJ Tucker. Because more than a week after Draymond Green showed his ass and disrespected your teammate, your brother, one of your star players by questioning his manhood on a day in which his family was burying a loved one, you would have thought Draymond Green, after this game that the Warriors beat the Knicks, you would have thought Draymond Green was a member of the New York Knicks. Because despite Draymond Green, even in this game, being the usual irritant, annoying trash talker that he is, trash talking our best player, getting into it with our best player. By the way, besides OG, I saw no one running in to maybe defend Karl-Anthony Towns during that mini scuffle that both Draymond and Kat had in that second quarter. There was a conga line of Knicks basketball players lining up who could not wait to congratulate Draymond Green for kicking their ass. And to me, as a Knicks fan, I think I speak for many Knicks fans, in a season that has seen a lot of wins, but has also had its share of disappointing moments, watching Nick after Nick after Nick after Nick hug Draymond Green after this loss was one of the saddest moments I had of this entire season. It was straight up pathetic. It was pathetic. There was no excuse for it. And it was sad. Number to call in, 888-808-1019. And I think the issue that I have with this is it speaks to an issue I've had with this team in the Tom Thibodeau era. Because when you think of Tom Thibodeau, I think usually we think of toughness, we think of grit, we think of physicality. So you would think that when folks either come to the Garden or the Knicks travel places and teams and players disrespect the Knicks, that someone would take some of this stuff personally. Someone would take umbrage with the clownery that the Knicks have allowed over the 5 years Tom Thibodeau has been here. But this team takes nothing personally. And what ends up happening is I think that actually creates a competitive disadvantage. Because now you have opponents who play against this Knicks team who are able to compete under conditions in which they have no fear for retaliation for any of their nonsense. They compete under complete and utter comfort. They don't have to worry about a scuffle happening. They don't have to worry about a fight happening. They don't have to worry about a flagrant foul. They don't have to worry about anything. Trae Young, call himself the king of New York. Roll dice on the Garden or on the Garden floor. What does Jalen Brunson and all Josh Hart, the guys say? Oh, you know what? Just take it to the next game. No big deal, you know. He won the game. That is what it is. Joel Embiid can literally intentionally injure your own players. He plays an entire series, no issue, no, it just happens, it's part of the game, you know, we just go out there, we're just going to do it the best we can, and, you know, just go out there and fight hard and hope we win. Tyrese Haliburton can talk trash, skip all over the Madison Square Garden floor, he can show up after a Game 7 wearing a Reggie Miller choke sign sweatshirt. Yeah, well, you know, he won the series, he played great, and, you know, all we got to do is just hope next year we go back and, you know, we get better. And now Draymond Green. The latest in a bunch of other clowns, go all those other guys are clowns. The latest clown to decide that he's going to make the Knicks part of his identity and part of his personality is the latest guy who can essentially more or less spit in the face of your star player and do it with impunity. And I think back to, like, these teams that I won championships. Because at the end of the day, I can make fun of Draymond Green. I think that he's a bozo. I think he's an idiot. But he's a champion. I got to say that with my full chest. Draymond Green is a champion. He's a gold medalist. He's a former defensive player of the year. He's going to be a future Hall of Famer. Is he a nice guy? Hell no. Draymond Green has illustrated, I don't know who he is off the court. He's a bad person on the court. I don't know what he is off the court. I'm not going to sit here and talk crazy about who he is as a person. I don't know him. I know what I've seen from him on the court. I've seen him take dirty shots at people. I've seen him make dirty plays. He's not a good person on the court. But he's a good basketball player. A damn good basketball player. And he's a winning player. And I look at this Knicks team and I'm like, where is the Knicks Draymond Green? Where is the Knicks Tyrese Haliburton? Where is the Knicks? Who is the guy that is willing to step onto a court, disrespect the other team, and say, what are you going to do about it? There's nobody on his team that does that. None. What I do see is a bunch of nice guys who show up, they play hard, they're very easy to root for. But when I think back about the teams that have won championships, it's hard for me to remember a team or find a team that doesn't have at least one of these guys. You could argue maybe the Celtics last year didn't have a guy like that, but they were so immensely talented, it didn't even matter. But if you're going to win a championship, you need somebody that's going to take umbrage of something. You need somebody that's going to take pride in something. So that's why I start to show them, like, are the Knicks afraid of Draymond Green? Like what was that? And if you guys didn't miss the game, the Knicks played the Warriors last night in a very competitive game. And I think if it wasn't for that garbage after the game, I think most Knicks fans probably would have been proud of that effort. You don't have Jalen Brunson. It's the last game of a five-game road trip for 11 days. It's a long road trip. They did have a lot of days off in this last game, but still, long road trip. You know they want to get home. Shots weren't falling from the outside. Very easily could have gotten blown out in a game like this. But they competed. They battled. That you cannot take away from this team, which they always do. But that showing at the end of the game ends. The buzzer sounds. Draymond Green actually hits one of the kind of ceiling layups in which he's doing the night-night routine, walking down the court with his hands up to his face, looking at the Knicks bench, looking at the crowd. Again, just complete showboating. Just it's like he's pantsing the Knicks in front of national television, essentially. So the buzzer horns and the game ends. Karl Anthony Towns, of course, taking it personally because what happened last week where you had Draymond Green. Basically, I don't even want to give his podcast any love or any kind of promo, but just for the sake of telling this story so you guys get the full picture, Draymond Green suggested that Karl Anthony Towns, who was away from the team for several days because he was mourning the loss of a loved one, seemed like it was a family friend, but the details are unclear. But it was someone close to him who died of cancer. He's away from the team. There's a funeral happening, so he's not at the game against the Warriors last week. The Warriors win, and Draymond Green goes to his dumb podcast and talks about how, I heard the reason why Carmelo Towns didn't show up because he was afraid that Jimmy Butler was in the building, which is so ridiculous. It's not even worth my time to even get into how stupid that is. Carmelo Towns played against Jimmy Butler earlier this year. He scored 40 points. He's played against Jimmy Butler a bunch since the incident that happened years ago in Minnesota. That's not neither here nor there. The point was, Draymond Green said something foolish about Carmelo Towns, and then he was confronted about how foolish it was and how stupid it was and how distasteful it was. And Draymond Green basically said, sorry for his loss, but, Draymond Green show got to go on. That was his response. Cold, callous, just an absolute jerk, idiot response from Draymond Green. He's an idiot. He's a clown. So you would think, given what Cat had been going through over the last week, given what happened, that you would maybe have a little extra for this game. And the Knicks, on the court at least played hard. They played tough. But you lose the game, and what you have is basically seven or eight guys from the Knicks and the coaching staff, by the way. Don't think the coaching staff, those assistant coaches, Tom Thibodeau, couldn't wait to shake Draymond Green's hand. Oh, Draymond, you're so good. Oh, Draymond, what a great game. You did such a great job out there. I was confused. I was like, did they trade for Draymond Green? Is he a Knick? I didn't know this whole time. That's what it looked like coming after the game. But you know who would not have been shaking Draymond Green's hand after that game? Charles Oakley. You know who would not have been shaking Draymond Green's hand after that game? John Starks. You know who would not have been shaking Draymond Green's hand after that game? Patrick Ewing. And I hate to really be that guy who wants to bring up the 90s because at the end of the day, sometimes we idolize those guys and we lionize those guys too much. They didn't win a championship, okay? But I think there was something about that team that did give them a competitive edge, which was, again, that you had real fear going against those guys, that things that you did against them had consequences. You could not just walk into the Garden and just think you could do whatever you want, unless you're Michael Jordan, and think that you weren't going to have at least some kind of physical repercussion. And again, when I think about the teams that have won championships, I don't see a long list of teams that allowed other players to just disrespect them and have no kind of comeback, no kind of retaliation, nothing. And I'm not saying I want guys to be clotheslined or guys to be punched in the face. But this team continues to lack an edge and continues to lack just a competitive feistiness that I think is necessary to win a championship. And it's starting to become undeniable at this point. I feel like I've been looking around it. I got to shout out my guy, Brandon Tierney, on this station. I think he caught a lot of heat early in the season when he said that he thought this team just didn't have enough dog. He made that call really early, and I thought it was a little early to say that about a team that we hadn't really seen gel yet. But we're now almost 70, this is more than 70 games into the season, pretty much. And I'm still watching this team allow other people to clown them, pants them on national television, and walk away scot-free like nothing happened. And I think it's a problem, and I think it would be different if maybe this was a team that was so deep and so immensely talented. You say, you know what? They're better than the Warriors. It doesn't matter if they played them in a 70-game series, they'd beat them. The Knicks have shown that they have issues. They just played a game in which their bench in total for an entire 48-minute game scored 2 points. They're not that good. they're a team that is one of the better teams in the NBA. They're one of the top six or seven teams, but we're talking about championship caliber. They don't have the talent to just say we can just overwhelm you and not worry about who we are and what kind of mental edge we have. You have to find other things beyond just talent in order to win for a team like this. It's not to say that they can't win, but they can't win with this attitude. They cannot win with this lack of competitiveness. They cannot win with this soft approach to every single time they get any kind of confrontation from another player who tries to punk them and works. They succeed in it. And I think I speak for a lot of Knicks fans, and you hear the passion in his voice right now because we're sick of seeing this. Again, this is supposed to be a Tom Thibodeau team. I thought it was supposed to be toughness, Tom. Why the hell are you hugging Draymond Green? You're yelling at Josh Hart. You should have been yelling at Draymond Green for that BS he pulled last week. I'm sick of it, man. That was a game that should not have had me like this. That should have been, you know what, Knicks play hard, whatever, we get on, we move on, and we get Jalen Brunson healthy. It seems like Jalen Brunson's going to be out for at least another 2 weeks. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But you feel, you know what, at least the road trip's over, schedule gets a lot easier, they should be able to rack up some more wins, secure that third spot, and we move on. But you just keep seeing these signs that just look extremely disturbing for a team that, I repeat again, has championship aspirations. And I think we're at the point now, too, where we got to be careful with this mindset of, well, you know what? They're just a year away. They got a couple of players away, and they got to figure it out. Tomorrow is not guaranteed, people. We don't know what's going to happen. I'm not wishing injury on anybody. I'm not wishing anything to happen, but we don't know what's going to happen next year. We don't know what other team gets better. We don't know what situations approach, you know, the Knicks that end up setting them back that they're not anticipating. We don't know how everything goes. The Knicks have one of the best teams in the NBA. Anytime you're in the ballpark of competing for a championship, anytime you don't win it, it is a missed opportunity. And what I'm seeing from the Knicks is a lack of fight and a lack of dog and a lack of toughness that I think could be maybe the number one reason why they don't get there. And it's a shame. It's a damn shame because it doesn't have to be this way. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. I want to hear from you. What did you think of that performance from the Knicks? And what did you think about how the players reacted to Draymond Green? Draymond Green disrespects Karl Anthony Towns, disrespects his family, talking about Karl Anthony Towns missing games because he's scared, does not apologize at all, despite what that idiot Richard Jefferson said on television today. I don't know what he was talking about. Oh, well, at least he apologized. No, he didn't, Richard Jefferson. Unless, and now I'll take that back if Richard Jefferson can say, actually, you know what, I heard, you know, Draymond Green pulled Kat aside before the game and apologized. If that happens, then I apologize. I shouldn't call him that, and I'm wrong. But if that's not the case, I want to know where Rich Jefferson find the apology that Draymond Green gave out to Karl Anthony Towns. There was none. And I was a little annoyed at Mike Breen for sitting there and acting like it was what Richard Jefferson was saying was true. It wasn't. So I want to hear from you. What do you think of that display that happened during the game, after the game? Do you feel like this Knicks team has enough dog, has enough grit, has enough toughness to get over the top? I think this team has shown me too many times they simply do not. And, man, that guy, P.J. Tucker, I would cut him tomorrow. I mean, what are you on the team for? You're on the team to be a tough guy. You're on the team to be the OG, the veteran, the guy who's supposed to show that you're not supposed to be pushed around. I mean, I was waiting for him and Draymond Green to do the waltz on the Chase Center floor. I mean, they were hugging, dancing. I'm like, what is going on here? What are you doing? It's like he came here and it's like he just melded in with the other guys. Everyone else is on this team is so nice. They're so cool. Everyone's kumbaya. So even a tough guy like PJ Tucker comes in, he's like, oh, I just gotta just do what they do. They love Draymond Green. Why am I gonna hate Draymond Green? 888-808-1019 is the call. I want to hear from you. What do you think of what happened in the Knicks game? We got plenty to get to on the show. We'll be talking St. John's as well. Massive Big East tournament win. I think there's one person that gives St. John's a chance to win it all. One person. I'm really excited to talk about that. We'll also get in some Giants, some Jets. I have some very interesting things to say about the Mets because I saw something on Friday and I thought, huh. Steve Cohen better make the right decision when this thing comes around. He better make the right decision. It's not a decision that's imminent. It's not a decision he has to make today, tomorrow. He's not going to have to make it for another, I don't know, 6 or 7 months. But he better make the right decision. So we got a lot to get to on this show. Number to call in 888-808-1019. As always, when I host a show here on The Fan or any station I'm on, two rules. Two rules anytime EJ hosts the show. Number one, I will always keep it 100. And I think if you listen to this open, you would know that I'm not pulling any punches and I always will keep it 100 with you. Second rule, EJ's ducking no smoke. So if you feel a way about what I'm saying on the air, I want to hear from you. Call in 888-808-1019. You could also, if you can't call, I get it. It's 222 here in New York City. It's a little late or a little early, depending on what you're thinking. Maybe you're next to your girl in the bed. Maybe you're at work. Maybe you can't sneak a phone call. Maybe, you know, whatever. It's okay. Twitter fingers are okay for me, at least when this environment. You can hit me up on social media, Twitter/X, or whatever that bozo Elon Musk wants to call today. Hit me up on there, EJ_Stewart, where you find me on there. You also find me on Instagram and TikTok, ActionEJ. We got a lot more to do on this show. Also, I think these guys are getting tired of tips. I think we're starting to see signs of that. I'm going to get into why I think that is in a little bit. It's EJ Stewart on The Fan. Oh, it's so good to be back. We'll be right back in a bit.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.